Now, this is a special episode of Into Your Head. Now, I know what you're thinking out there. You're thinking they're all special, they're all absolutely fucking fantastic, so much so that this guy, Ruben from the RubenNerdShow.com, except for how to de, don't put the de in when you're typing the RubenNerdShow.com, because the de isn't appropriate, so don't go typing www.de, RubenNerdShow.com, just type RubenNerdShow.com, RubenNerd. Anyway, this guy, in somewhere down in the southeastern part of the world, around Australia and Singapore, around there somewhere, that's where he lives, in various locations. He moves house every 2 weeks, depending on what he's studying in college. I don't know, he's studying some kind of computer thing in college. I think it's a typing course, I'm not completely certain. Anyway, Ruben goes to college and university in Australia and Singapore and England and America and Russia. He goes to different places every semester. I think he's in Australia at the moment, I'm not sure. Anyway, this guy Ruben, apparently he listens to Into Your Head, because of course he does. Everyone listens to Into Your Head. everyone up until the server breaks, because of course I only have a limited amount of money, so I can only afford to let 4 billion people listen to Into Your Head. So if you're the 4 billionth and first person, I'm afraid you're out of luck. That's why you should always download us during the first few days before everyone else gets it, because if it gets above 4 billion downloads, I have to pay extra for the web hosting. So anyway, 4 billion people listen to Into Your Head, and RubenNerd, or Ruben as his real name is, listens to it, and he did this spoof thing where he came on and pretended to be me, or pretended to be doing something in the style of me. Hold on a minute, I'll show you what I'm thinking, I'll show you what I'm talking about, because pictures are better than words. So here's a picture of what RubenNerd did, an audio picture, if you will, or an audio recording, to put it another way, that Ruben made on his show number 254 at the RubenNerdShow.com. Except without the there, don't type the there, it's just RubenNerdShow.com. So this is what he did.
RubenNerd Show 254.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt Ruben for a moment. I just wanted to comment on what he's doing now. Basically, this is a, depending which way you think about it, it's either a tribute or an insulting caricature of something I do on my show. Sometimes I run out of steam for a moment and have to think, so I go, So what Ruben has done here is converted it into Australian, except he's doing it in a Scottish accent for some reason. I think he thinks it's an Irish accent, I don't know. We'll find out now. I've already found out, because I've already listened to this 8 times, but you're going to find out now, unless you're one of the listeners to Into Your Head who also listens to the RubenNerd Show, and there's a few of those, but if you don't fall into any of those two categories that I've just described, you're going to hear this for the first time now. So here goes.
October the 1st, 2008.
Yes, I have listened to this several times and I find it all rather offensive and stupid.
This show is has been designed to let people know that in fact we are at war. Though it may seem, apparently I'm not at war. It's in fact one of my very close friends on Twitter, from the Into Your Head show, is apparently at war with another show, the Conspiracast. In fact, I'm not sure if they're in fact at war over the show.
Now, I'm just going to interrupt Ruben again. That wasn't me interrupting him saying that I find this offensive. That was Ruben doing an impersonation of me interrupting him. I am interrupting him now, admittedly. But technically I'm interrupting myself. I'm interrupting the caricature of myself interrupting Ruben, which is done by Ruben. Except I'm probably too late. I think I'm a few seconds too late. I think I've come in just after the bit where he finishes interrupting himself in the style of me and then goes on to speak. But nonetheless, I am legitimately interrupting the Ruben Nerd Show now as myself, rather than just having Ruben originally conceived, which was a fake me interrupting him. I've improved this episode of the Ruben Nerd Show by putting the real me in. When I originally went out on RubenNerdShow.com, it just had a fake me. But here's a real me interrupting it now. This will add value to it. Add legitimacy. It's like when Sarah Palin went on Saturday Night Live. That added legitimacy to the fake Sarah Palin who was on the show. So that's what I'm doing now for the Ruben Nerd Show. This is the real Sarah Palin of the Into Your Head world, coming on the Ruben Nerd Show. Except, of course, it's on Into Your Head. This isn't the Ruben Nerd Show, this is Into Your Head. But no doubt Ruben will, I don't know. Maybe he won't. I don't know what he'll do in reaction to this. Probably nothing. He'll do nothing, or he'll start a war, or he'll, I don't know, bomb Ireland. That's what those Australians get up to. Don't believe that crap about being a neutral country.
I don't know why I'm even attempting to put on his very sexy accent either. Because my normal accent is some kind of barsterized version of Australian English mixed with Australian Singaporean expat English mixed with a bit of British English.
Apparently, if you believe Ruben's impersonation of me, which is coming up, which I don't. So maybe I don't believe that after all. Maybe I don't believe that Ireland and Australia are alike. But I choose to say it anyway because I'm talking in character. I'm playing a character here, Neil O'Carroll, who believes that Australia and Ireland are alike. You don't need to know what the real me thinks, no more than you need to think what the real Arnold Schwarzenegger thinks when he's not playing the Terminator, unless he decides to go into politics or something and doesn't do it in character as the Terminator. Then you need to know his real opinions, but otherwise, no. Anyway, back to Ruben.
That I would be capable of it on my show. In fact, I'm hoping that there's a lot of if not literal bloodshed, but verbal bloodshed, so that I may, from my position as a third party in this skirmish, as it were, make light of the situation and produce many shows for me. It means that I have to put less effort into looking at my shows or coming up with content for myself, rather than putting the effort in to come up with things myself. Because anyone who knows me would find out that I tend to be interested in things that I'm doing for a while and then losing interest and then regaining an interest in it again for no apparent reason. And it's a real concern for people who...
I've just remembered. It's just occurred to me here during the editing process that I haven't finished making the show yet. I haven't said everything I meant to say. In fact, I didn't even explain the prelude, the pre-text to this whole thing. I didn't explain that Ruben did an entire show in the style of Into Your Head, and that's what you're hearing at the moment. Well, not at the moment. At the moment, you're hearing me. But you need to hear me, because as I say, this is the pretext. It's pre-audio, I suppose, but it's in the middle. I suppose pre-text implies that it's text, and that it comes before the stuff that it's a pretext to. But that's not always the case. Sometimes pretext comes in the middle, and there's audio, as the case now. This is a perfect example of when it pretext comes in the middle of a show and is audio and involves me speaking and saying stuff. So there you go. That's that explained. Anyway, Ruben made this thing, and he basically he put on a Scottish accent and tried to make out who was me. Now I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, I'm a foreigner, so as far as I'm concerned, Scottish and Irish is exactly the same. There's no difference whatsoever, and I do understand that. As far as I'm concerned, there's no difference between Reuben and his Australian accent and someone talking in Alaskan. Admittedly someone who's talking in a Chinese dialect of Alaskan and has emigrated to Singapore and then moved to Australia and is doing a typing course of some type. That sort of person would sound exactly like Reuben. Well, depending on their upbringing, because not all in the genes, it's in the upbringing. Reuben could have the exact same genes as someone like Dash, and they could sound completely different. Similarly, I could have the exact same genes as my twin brother in Scotland and sound completely different, but to a foreigner it would sound the same, because you can't tell the difference between Irish people and Scottish people, unless you see them on a map on Google Earth, and you can see that clearly that one of them is in Ireland and one of them is in Scotland, and you're probably saying, what's that little island just off England, and why is this called Ireland instead of Island? They changed the S to an R and they misspelled it. It should surely just say Island, not Ireland. And where are the leprechauns? Anyway, that's just. I want to address some issues that came up this morning on the social interaction website, Twitter. I asked for some topic suggestions. Firstly, this guy Rubinerd said, "The guy Rubinerd who you're hearing at the moment, well, not except during this pretext, which is turning into a more than a pretext." But anyway, Ruben said, "I'd love to hear you discuss the issue regarding the trash men and whether or not you think the bird is the word, sir." Now, I replied to Ruben. I said, "Consider it done," implying that I'm going to discuss that issue in great detail. Little does he know I was lying. I wasn't lying at the time. I had every intention of discussing in great detail the topic that he asked me to discuss. But I didn't realise then that I was going to do an entire show devoted to his entire show that he devoted to me. So I think that would be overkill if I went above and beyond that and discussed issues that Ruben brought up this morning. But I'll save that for another time. And then Harvey Crumpet from Australia mentions his fat foot. Now, he hasn't put on weight, he's injured his foot. Get well soon, Harvey Crumper, unless you don't want to get well soon. Perhaps you have one of those conditions where you like becoming ill and you like the attention, in which case don't get well soon because you'll enjoy being ill. But I don't think you do have that condition. I think you accidentally injured your foot. And it's bloody sore, I can tell you. Your foot is sore. Harvey, your foot, tell you, if you put that down on the floor now, it's going to make you go ow. Not because Cass has bitten it. It's because you've put your foot down the floor and the floor causes pain to go up through your foot and into your very soul and into your heart, and it makes you scream out in pain. So that's how you're feeling at the moment, Harvey, just so you know. And sorry to hear you're not well. Unless you like being not well, in which case I'm glad to hear you're not well and glad you're enjoying it. So whatever suits. That's basically it. So anyway, back to this Rubener thing. I'm finding that it's very difficult to edit this show. I'm having bits of Ruben fading in and out, and bits of me interrupting him fading in and out. So I think what I'll just do now is play the rest of the Ruben thing, and then I'll go. That's what I'll do. Because I want to get on with my day and record other stuff and make stuff. So anyway, here's the rest of what Ruben did in tribute or insult to me, whatever way you look at it. I don't know. I don't look at it at all. I listen to it, but that could end up in me running out of things to say. So here's
Ruben. 5 minutes into the program here. I was aiming for 6 minutes to try and match the Intel Head War Update number one special, and I wanted to talk about the war and, in fact, all of these very scary things that are going on in this campaign. But unfortunately, I just could not keep up the energy for as long. I mean, quite frankly, I do not think folks in Into Your Head are able to maintain this voice for so long. I mean, I'm having so much trouble doing this. And it's not even that good. It's not even that good. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to myself thinking, my God, what a fucking idiot.
Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah, well,
Mr.
I interrupt Heben again just for a moment. Because he's being very loud. Young people nowadays are very loud, and frankly I can't handle it, so I'm just going to talk over this bit where he's loud, and hopefully me talking in a low, mellow voice over his loud voice will cause the overall edit to be of a lower volume than it otherwise would be. I think that's right. If you have a volume level of 10 and you talk over it in a volume level of 7, then that's a net volume of 3. So hopefully this will work. If it doesn't, you'll just have to, I don't know. Now when I say you'll just have to, I don't know. I don't know isn't a verb. That was just me getting confused and not being able to complete the sentence. I wasn't telling you to do an action called I don't know. That's basically, if I don't know is X, X is a verb, and X is the action that I'm suggesting you do. But I haven't figured out what X is yet. I can't be figuring out algebra in my head while I'm trying to make a podcast and edit this very complicated show together. Because I spent the last frigging hour trying to get this sorted. I've had bits of Reuben overlapping with bits of me, and things fading in and fading out, and bits of Reuben doing impressions of me, doing impressions of him, and people saying things about cats who aren't me. I don't mean cats, a cat that isn't me. I mean people other than me saying things about cats, which is rather confusing, although less confusing when you know that the person who's saying the stuff about cats is in fact doing it in the style of me. But nonetheless, it's been a very exhausting morning, and it's time to get it over with, so goodbye.
Bojangles.
So I'm going to leave you right now, and I do hope that this war continues for my own, as CNN or the BBC or anyone like this would, or whatever it is they have in Ireland, I assume that people read things in Ireland on
yes, I have listened to this
several... I don't know what the routine is there, but I'm hoping that this skirmish
Withers
continues for as long as possible, because just like CNN and the BBC, we get a lot more ratings when we can watch something from the sidelines without actually getting involved or helping anyone out instead of just reporting it. So you have yourself a great day.
Email us at studio@intoyourhead.com. Stalk us forum guest book, intoyourhead.com.
Online voicemail system,
intoyourhead.com.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
Intoyourhead.com.
That was just terrible. That was just terrible.